The Reach Up a Dream Foundation is a South African charity that fulfills the dreams of children between the ages of 3 and 18 years old who are fighting life-threatening illnesses. The organization inspires hope and joy in these children's lives by providing the best day ever, a perfect memory that makes the challenges of dealing with the illness easier to be. To speak to us today about the Reach for a Dream and International Childhood Cancer Day, we have Heidi Rowley. Heidi has been involved with the foundation for 32 years. First a volunteer for the foundation, then full time since 1995. Welcome to the show, Heidi, and how are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm very well. I hope that you guys are too.
Could you tell us more about the Reach for a Dream and how you fulfill the dreams of the children with life-threatening illnesses?
Sure. A child may be referred by a medical practitioner, hospital, or community member. A referral form must be completed and signed by the child's parent or guardian, and once this is done, we will check that the child meets our criteria. After this, we will arrange a time convenient to the family and the child for the dream assessment. This is an opportunity for us to get to know the child a bit more, finding out what their likes and dislikes are, and exploring what their ultimate dream would be. All dreams have to be signed off by the doctor before we can proceed, and we ask for a list of 3 dreams so that if we are unable to fulfill the first dream for any reason, we will endeavor to fulfill the second or third dream in that order. Dreams usually fall into one of 4 categories, which include a dream to meet someone, maybe it's someone famous or in sport or entertainment, a dream to experience something such as a helicopter ride, to touch dolphins or to attend a special event. Perhaps it's a dream to have something such as something tangible like a computer or a bicycle, or a dream to travel. I would just like to mention, due to COVID, we've had to suspend all travel and experience dreams, but we are still able to commit to fulfilling tangible dream experiences.
What is it like for you to work with child cancer patients?
Wow, it can really be a roller coaster ride. To experience the unwavering hope, joy, and kindness of everyone we work with, the bright, unbreakable spirit of our brave hearts, to witness the fears and tribulations that parents face. It's truly a humbling journey, which takes us to the highest highs and the lowest lows. But to be able to witness a sense of wonder and prospect of a dream come true, and then to be able to fulfill that special dream, being able to create joy and upliftment in our dreamers' lives is truly such a privilege. And we feel for families impacted by critical illnesses. Snapshots from their children's dreams capture priceless moments of hope and transformation, because we believe that these moments can become turning points in their children's health journeys. And I would really like to add here that it's truly such a pleasure to work with a team who are committed to the best outcomes for our dreamers, and we must continue to do our very best so that we can continue to prosper.
Monday is International Childhood Cancer Day. What are your plans for this day?
International Childhood Cancer Day will be observed by the Foundation on our social media platforms. We urge all to raise awareness and express support for children fighting cancer, as well as the young survivors and their families who have been affected.
What are some of the challenges of Reach for a Dream, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic?
The reality is that the foundation is not immune to the global pandemic, and the effects of COVID-19 has had a devastating impact, leaving many of our dreamers more isolated and waiting for their dreams to come true. We've lost donors and have had to put our events and projects on hold. No access to our dreamers in hospitals has been truly challenging, but I'm really proud to say that the foundation has managed to adapt. And we've been able to innovate the way we fulfill dreams by remaining in constant contact with our children and their families, albeit a little differently through Zoom and telephonic assessments and DHL dream deliveries. Our board members, core team, doctors and nurses have worked tirelessly to ensure that we continue to instill hope and courage.
What message of hope do you have for the children with life-threatening illnesses like cancer?
We'd like to let our dreamers know that we do recognize their bravery and we celebrate their fighting spirit. We believe that we can be stronger together and we can lift each other up. We want to share smiles, joy, strength and hope with our dreamers. to let them know that their dreams haven't been forgotten, even in these unusual times, and that tomorrow is worth fighting for.
Thank you so much, Heidi. I honestly enjoyed the interview. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.